आशा मोह कर्मानो मोह ज्ञान विचेतस राक्षसीम आसुरीं चैव प्रकृतिं मोहिनीं श्रिताः. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Zisha Nisha Avatarakam Tat Pakasham Satat Chakti Krishna Tetanya Sangitam Ajahnalam Vada Bhujau Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambharo Vijavaro Yuga Dharma Pavo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Tavo Jayatam Surato Pango Mulamanda Mateya Gatihi Matsarvasvapadam Bhojo Radha Madhya Mohanam Divya Vrindaram Nipalbhutramata Sriman Ratnagara Simhasanasya Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prisht Halivi Segemana Swarami Sriman Rasarasaram Bhivamshi Bhata Tartas Titaha Karshan Venur Swanaya Gopir Gopinatha Sri Yastrana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Those who are thus bewildered. This verse is, this statement is in opposition to the previous statement of Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mamudha manushintanam ashritam param bhagma jananto malbhuta maheshwaram, in which Lord Krishna states that persons who do not recognize Krishna's transcendental position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such persons are mudha, rascal, fool, and they're certainly, as continued in this verse, they are baffled in all their activities. They are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. Now, this kind of statement, calling people mudha means fool, more or less. Sometimes Prabhupada translated as rascal also. And then saying that persons who do not accept Krishna, they are bewildered, they are partaking of the nature of rakshasas, man-eaters, asuras, demoniac persons. Now, this kind of statement goes against the trend of the modern way of thinking. The general modern way of thinking is that live and let live. No one should make any absolute statement. It's an absolute. The Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is to be accepted. Krishna speaking, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Meta Britang Man Ye Yang Man Varisi Keshava. That Arjuna says, I, Krishna, accept everything that you say. Now, people in the modern age, they are trained to think in a different way, that we shouldn't accept anyone is a perfect authority, because there's the idea that no one can really know everything, and so we should always be open to different kinds of knowledge, and we should be ready to change our opinion, and one opinion is as good as another, because no one really knows what is the absolute truth, and therefore we should respect all different opinions, and in this way live a very harmonious kind of life in which we accept everyone, and we shouldn't judge others. We shouldn't be judgmental against it, because you know, people have their own way of thinking, and we shouldn't think that we are in a position to judge others. This is the modern way of thinking. It's demoniac. The idea, all these ideas that we should simply tolerate others' opinions and everything, one opinion is as good as another, and we should allow everyone to do whatever they like. It sounds very good to demoniac person, but it is actually demoniac, because it seems that it's very reasonable. It's very good, you see. People want to live like this, then you know, let them live the way they want to live, and you can live the way you want to live, and everyone's free to live in the way that they want to live. And of course, there are some restrictions. There are laws also. There's if you think I want to live by murdering others, that's not allowed. But within reasonable parameters, then everyone should be allowed to do what they like and pursue the mode of life that they like to lead. So this is the motto of modern society, and it sounds very good, very nice, and you know, let everyone just live peacefully, but it is demoniac. And persons who are committed to this kind of open, tolerant, non-judgmental way of thinking, they say, well, we should accept everyone's opinion, but this kind of opinion, that one who is not Krishna conscious is simply a rascal, this kind of opinion they don't like. You can have any opinion, but it shouldn't be too extreme. No one should give any absolute position. We can accept every opinion, but no one should have any absolute position. They think no one has, you have the right to think as you like, do as you like, act as you like, but no one should take an absolute position. No one should instruct anyone else. No one should become the guru of anyone else. This, what's that rascal's name? That Jai, Krishnamurti. He was saying no one should be the guru of anyone else. He was writing books in which he was saying don't read books. Don't read any books, it's written in his book. And don't accept anyone as a guru. But then he's instructing others, he's becoming the guru. So the illogical position. We accept all opinions, but not this absolute opinion we cannot accept. They think it's very dangerous for society. Everyone should be allowed to live the way they like. Everyone has a right to live the way they like. Now, I'm going to tell you something which you won't like. You've got your hand on your mouth, which is contaminating your hand. Then you're going to put your hand on your Bhagavad Gita and everything else. So you should go and wash your hand. And you don't like that. This is Vaishnava life. Because in modern life they don't know any of these things, because they actually have Vaishnava. Yeah. Alright, it's a normal thing. Everyone does it because there's no training in modern life. In two generations ago, maybe in every Indian family, they would have, from the age of about 2 months, they train you, don't put your hand, literally, they take the baby's hand out of the mouth. But now it's, they lick their finger and turn the Bhagavad Gita, I've seen. Actually, this kind of, we're talking philosophy, but this kind of training actually comes before philosophy. This children are trained all these things. And then when you come to the standard of a human being, basic level, then you can speak philosophy. So we're actually doing it back to front here. So no one should instruct anyone else. Everyone should be allowed to pursue happiness in the way they like. If you want to be religious, that's okay, but don't proselytize. This is another word. It's not very much not liked in the Western world. Proselytizing is very bad. Proselytizing means trying to convert someone to your religious position. You see, the way the Christians go around in India and you know, chicken on Sunday and you become a Christian and we'll give you a job and a, and this in the Western countries this wouldn't be accepted at all. This kind of, or for trying to by any means convert people and speaking badly of other religions, it wouldn't be accepted in general, because it's considered that you shouldn't force your opinion on anyone else. So we go along with that to some extent, that we don't simply try to force you just chant Hare Krishna, but we appeal to the intelligence of people. We're supposed to appeal to the intelligence of people by giving them Bhagavad Gita as it is. The statements of Bhagavad Gita may seem to be very absolute, in a way that modern humanistic, rationalistic people may not like such. But then if we consider what is the actual position, there should be some absolute reality. It's not that everything is vague. If we're studying science, that suggests there are so many laws in the universe which suggest that there is some platform of reality. If everything is just non-reality or vague, which is what all their philosophies ultimately come to, Mayavad, that there's no ultimate reality. But if we're studying the world and we see there are so many scientific laws which suggest that there is some substratum of reality, there is some substantive principle underlying the whole cosmic order. If there wasn't, then why study science? Then there wouldn't be any science to study. So that there is an absolute principle, it's presented not in a fanatical manner. We don't say that you just accept this. Why? Because I said so. You should accept, we'll find many, you should accept what I say. Why? Because it's in the Bible. And why should I accept the Bible? That's the next question. Well, because it's the Word of God. Why? So, we are prepared to answer those whys, but there should be some. We're prepared to discuss with people on the reasonable platform. But if we come to consider, there should be some platform of truth. It's not that everything is all the same. There should be some actual reality. And if we're divorced from that reality, then we're living in illusion. We're in Maya, to use the commonly used term of the Shastra. So it's not very much popular among people who like to have a kind of harmonistic existence. Everyone should live in peace, and if there are any problems between people, we should just have discussion. Then we should live in peace. But actually this attempt to live in peace and harmony in the modern world, it's actually demoniac. Why is that? You say, it seems that, you know, people are being very reasonable and very nice and considerate of others. Then how can we say it's demoniac? Because they want to live peacefully, harmoniously, forgetting Krishna, which is demoniac. They want to live peacefully and harmoniously so they can go on with their sense gratification. And although they have certain parameters that you should not murder, but murder on some platform is that they have rationally, they have arbitrarily decided that murder of cows in the slaughterhouse, sheep, chickens, goats, that's all right. That's okay. And then babies in the womb, abortion, they've rationalized it's okay because we're here and we should enjoy ourselves. And exactly what rationalize it. Mostly they don't even rationalize it, they just go on with life. They have no connection with Shastra, they don't know what is right and what is wrong. Yashastra vidimutraja vartate kama karata nasa siddhima vatmati nasukam naparanditim. This verse in Bhagavad Gita states that persons who are demoniac, they break the rules of Shastra. They just to fulfill their own sense gratification. But such persons cannot attain perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. So we don't subscribe to this view that one view is as good as another. No. We accept what Krishna says. It's not that many people ask, well, what do you believe in? Prabhupada, when he was asked this, he would not accept the question. It is not a question of belief. It is a science, Prabhupada would say. And he'd say, what do you believe in? And they'd say, well, okay, that's interesting, that's your opinion. And I also have my opinion. But no, often people ask, well, what do you think about this? What is your opinion? If anyone asks this, I immediately say that it doesn't matter what my opinion is. Because who am I? I'm just a tiny little being. What is the use of my opinion? I have an opinion and tomorrow it may change. But rather we should find out what is the fact. Prabhupada said it's not a question of belief, it is a science. Just like we don't ask, what is your opinion that 2 times 2 equals what? What is your opinion? It's not a question of opinion. There's a fact. In the examination, you may, at the first level in school, they may give you an exam. Now they give exams, probably even in kindergarten, it seems they're giving exams. Kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, and the exams start so young for the children, poor kids. They're under so much pressure. So anyway, the question may come that, 2 times 2 equals, and then you put 5, and they mark you wrong. You say, well, why wrong? It's my opinion. It's a free country. You can believe, you know, I should be allowed to believe whatever I like. That is not accepted. The examination, then you could just write anything. What is the capital of India? London. Maybe it is. More likely Washington. But you can say, and then they may say, fail. Why fail? I just gave my opinion. Any opinion is as good as any other. Why are you against? Why you failed? Why you gave a cross? Because it's not a matter of opinion. There are certain facts. So modern society is totally ignoring Brahma Jignasa. We should inquire into what is the nature of the Absolute Truth, but ignoring that there even could be any Absolute Truth. Rather, they want to deny that there is any absolute position. They just say, well, alright, there's science, but when it comes to personal life, then you do what you like, you think what you like. This is demonic, because it's avoiding Krishna. And in the name, they say we'll live very peacefully, but they don't allow the cows to live peacefully. They don't allow the chickens and the goats to live peacefully. And if someone has a different approach to them, just like there was one Mr. Hussein, he didn't believe in democracy. So in the name of humanity and democracy, they went and bombed their country and took it over. Because they want that, you know, everyone should live very free and open and democratic life. Because they are convinced that they say no one should have any absolute opinion. But they're so much convinced that their way of life is better that they're prepared to invade a country in the name of humanitarianism. Because they want to impose their way of life, that everyone should be free to just live the way they live. But they're already living one way of life. And you've decided that they should live according to the way you think it is. So it's full of so many contradictions. Their whole way of thinking is full of so many contradictions. And it's avoiding Krishna. So this whole, what is your opinion? What is your belief? We don't accept anything. We have to be very careful as devotees not to be sucked into this way of thinking. It's a cultural factor. It's all pervasive in modern culture. The people nowadays, I'm hearing in India, which I never used to hear before, The people are saying that, you know, you have to express yourself. They even have some advertisement, and I think it's Airtel or something. Express yourself. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Express yourself. We never used to hear such a thing. Express yourself means make a fool of yourself. That's what it means, actually. Express yourself means you're in Maya and you're thinking some nonsense and you say it. But it wasn't express, you know, feel yourself as an individual and you have to show what you think. It's all against the traditional culture in which people acted with decorum according to their position. It's not that you have to make a big show of yourself. You don't even know who you are. Express yourself. What is yourself? Your Atma, spirit, soul. Express yourself, and that means you should chant Hare Krishna. Express our feelings for Krishna. But instead, express yourself means to do something stupid, like, you know, I don't know, running naked on the beach or something like that. Putting all different color lines on your face and. It's just egoism, that's all. Just making a show of yourself. So all these ideas are coming with the modern culture into India, which wasn't there before. The traditional culture was quite different in so many ways. Just like, there are so many examples, just like, hum do hamare do, hum do hamare, like this. This has been given so much. And people, they think, yes, we should do like this. And then, hum do already do hai. And now we're pregnant again, okay, abortion. Because we shouldn't, it's not funny. It may sound funny, but it's not at all funny. It's very sinful. But previously, people used to like to have many children. They thought it's very good, very auspicious. But the economy has changed. Now we're living in tiny little apartments, and we're consumers, and we have to spend money on all new different electronic gadgets, and if you have more children, you can't afford it. So, you know, abortion costs, it depends where you are, you know, anything from 70 rupees up, maybe in Orissa it's even cheaper. But having a baby is very expensive, and then you have to look after the baby, and then the wife can't go to work, which is another thing. But they weren't even allowed out of the house, and in any respectable family. And now you'll find the advertisements. Wife should be at matrimony. She should be ready to work. We only want a graduate. Girl wanted. Graduate. Must be a graduate. And previously that was considered. You're sending your daughter outside at all. And then for education. Education was in the home. So it's changed so much. And people think that this is, because we're fed with this culture, we think this is the way it should be. I was speaking to one young man some time ago. I think I told this last time. He's from Aya, Tamil Brahmin family. So I was saying, well, you're a young man, you're going to get married soon, and so you should, you're earning enough money, so better you keep your wife at home, and otherwise she'll be mixed. She'll know the men at work more than you. And he was saying, well, Swamiji, don't mind, but I think women should be allowed, they should be allowed to live their own life. Then why marry? Their own life? Then what's the purpose of marriage? You get married, but still she's living completely independently, doing whatever you like. But where these values have come from? It's from the modern independent society. Prabhupada said that women's liberation is a trick by the lusty men to cheat the women. Because you say that you just do whatever you like and we'll use you, you know, and then you're left with the baby. And we don't have any responsibility because, you know, you're doing what you like. I'm doing what I like. I did what I like with you, but there is natural result of pregnancy. I don't want to take the responsibility for that. You look up. So it's cheating. This idea that women should be independent and allowed to do whatever they like, and that just allows more and more illicit sex, and then the women are left with the babies. They have no one to support They should go to work, and then who's looking after the baby? The baby's with some, in some kindergarten or something like that. So it's very, the whole basis of modern society, the idea that we should enjoy sense gratification means the result is going to be moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana vichetas, rakshasim, asurin chandra, prakriti mohanim shritaha. The whole basis is wrong, and everything about it is wrong. Upside down, inside out, every way you analyze. Even these ideas that seem very good, we should be very fair to everyone else and consider everyone else's opinion. Actually, they don't do that, because we should consider everyone's opinion as long as it's more or less in line with our opinion. But if it's too far away from our, if it's extreme, we only allow what we call moderate opinions. And if there's any extreme opinion, just like Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, we don't accept such a. You can privately, but you shouldn't preach it to anyone, or you shouldn't try to impose that on anyone. So, but they're imposing their idea. Just see, like Iraq, they didn't like the American way of life. The American, they're imposing their way of life. They want to forcibly get all this advertisement business. It's all imposing on others. You're just walking down the street, and they're forcing you to see some big picture of some, whatever the advertisement is. It's usually some. Yeah, some beautiful woman, that's in every advertisement. So they're imposing, you didn't ask to see some picture of some watch or whatever they're trying to sell. But they're imposing on you at every step. The educational system is imposing on you that you should think like this. People are culturally trained to think in a certain way. So, Krishna consciousness means to come out of this demoniac civilization, which presents itself as being very fair and very reasonable, but is actually mother killing, killing the cow, child killing, soul, child killing means abortion, and soul killing, because they would simply want to make you another consumer, sense gratifier. And religion is okay, but real endeavor for spiritual life, no. This kind of religion where you simply, now they have in India, this is very popular, this some religious, so-called religious leader who's not nothing spiritual at all. He's also got his hand on his mouth. You know, people like to put their hand on their mouth and contaminate it all. Archaman? Sorry, it may be embarrassing, but it's like treating you like a child. But
actually, put their hands in the mouth.
Or on the mouth, even. Just keep it. When you're eating, put your hand in the mouth. That's
all. Or don't take it near that.
Or when you're brushing your teeth in the morning. We say brushing teeth, actually, it should be datam. Yeah. Now we say that. This. Otherwise, the hand is. The mouth is more contaminated than any other part, more than the anus. Diseases all come from the mouth, mostly. They're orally transmitted. So you put your hand like this, and then your Bhagavad Gita, Japamala, everything. So sorry, it may embarrass you to say like this, but we should learn as children. But our but in modern life, these things are not important. They should get an engineering degree and go to Dubai and earn lots of money. That's all. These things are important because there's. Why these things are important? It's required for spiritual life, for puja. You can't do puja in an unclean state, but no one knows what is clean. No one's following. There are just some basic laws which people don't know, they don't follow, and they don't care. And if you tell them, they think, oh, it's not important, it's just chant Hare Krishna. But there are some, these rules are also important. So this we're living in this actually extremely demoniac society, which is presenting itself as being very fair and reasonable and giving opportunities to everyone. And they've got you so much fooled that you think, well, I'm getting a good job. There's no such thing as a good job. Job means immediately it's not good. As soon as you're employed by someone, you're just a shudra, that's all. And you're under the control of someone. Under the control of someone, if you're under the control of an enlightened person, that's all right for the shudra. They say, why the shudra is not a good. Why this division of society? Because for people who are foolish, it's better that they're under the control of an enlightened, at least pious, Vaishya, Kshatriya or Brahmana. So, who are living according to religious principles. Then the people who have no independent ability to act, then if they work for at least a pious master, then they can get the benefit of doing so. But actually, in modern society, everyone's practically forced to get some job. There's very few people, even you see they try to do business and mostly they fail because it's business in the modern age is very complex and you have to be a cheater and so many things. So it's not so simple, it's not so easy even to do some business. And Kshatriya, there's no Kshatriyas because the whole world is prajaste bhakshishyanti mlecha raja nirupina. The mlechas, lower than shudras, have taken over the position of kings and their business is simply to exploit the citizen. This is predicted in Bhagavatam. This will happen in Kali Yuga and we're seeing it happening. And Brahmana is it's difficult to be a Brahmana. And this one has very strong conviction to live as a Brahmana simply to dedicate oneself to the Absolute Truth. No. I say, well, who's going to feed me? If we do, then ananyas chinti yanta mangyajanah pariupasate teshan nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshema vahamiyam. If we have enough faith in Krishna, then Krishna will maintain us at some level. But mostly people don't have that much conviction. So then you have to get a job. And then we're forced to act in ways that people who don't have our self-interest in heart. They're in the position of boss. Now, they don't have any concern for you. It's just they want to get their money, and that's all. And if you can, they'll get some good employees who will help to promote their position, but they don't want the employees to be so good that they come up and surpass them. So the whole situation, corporate life, makes a situation where everyone is simply envious of each other and those who are down are trying to pull those who are up down, or otherwise they're trying to lick their boots or on another part of their body, and in this way and take some advantage from them and go up. So it's a very horrible and nasty society, and they cover it up with some politeness and how are you and nice to see you and but actually, no one has any regard for anyone else. Everyone is simply out for themselves. And even in family life, family is just a unit for economic development and sense gratification. That's all. So the family unit is also breaking down because the husband wants more sense gratification from the wife wants more sense gratification from the husband. Neither are satisfied. There's no sense of responsibility. Dharma, the whole sense of dharma that was underlying Hindu society, that we have to, husband has to support the wife has to serve the husband, everything has to be, we have to consider what is dharma. People would hear Mahabharata and Ramayana to understand what is dharma, how to act properly according to the rules of Shastra. There's no such consideration. People don't know what is Shastra, they don't care what is Shastra. People are reading the newspapers and watching the TV, and they get their values from this. People learn how to live by watching TV. What a terrible way to learn. What are you going to learn from the TV? When TV, calm, crow, lobe, this is what you're going to learn. And this we're subjecting our children to. And we're so foolish that we think, well, children have to watch TV. If they don't watch TV, how are they going to be normal? And even in the school, they ask you questions. You have to watch the TV to answer the questions. I don't know exactly what it is, but they'll ask you questions. You have to be up with it. What's going on in the current TV serial, and this is considered part of education. So really it's, they say, you know, let everyone think what they like, but they're forcing you into their educational system, and they're forcing you to watch the TV and they're encouraging you to go to the movies, which is another, just another kind, whatever it is, the move, whatever the subject of the movies may be, it's the basic same topic. Don't surrender to Krishna. They'll never mention Krishna. But it's underlying, even if they've never heard of Krishna, the underlying tendency is don't be Krishna conscious. Don't surrender to Krishna. That's the whole mode of the material world. Now, in traditional Vedic culture, that ethos of dharma was there, following Shastra. So there was at least some piety, and there was some there was a capability of, there was more likelihood of taking up Krishna consciousness. The whole Varnashram society is meant to guide people at different levels so they can come to Krishna consciousness. Varnashram acharavata purushena parapuman vishnuraharadite panta nanyat tattosha karanam. Whatever one may be, Shudra or whatever one may be, if one is acting in the Daivi Varnashram system, then he can at least begin his karma yoga for approaching Krishna. But there's no such idea in the modern age. It's just, if you're lucky enough to get a job, Hare Krishna. If you're lucky enough to get a job, go wagging your tail door to door. I have, this is my, what do they call it, CV or something?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Curriculum vitae.
Oh, it's a Latin, biodata. How tall you are, what's your health, what's your educational qualification, what's your work experience. Please give me a job, I'll be a good boy. I can cooperate nicely, good at teamwork, all this kind of thing. And then that's it in modern life. Just, you have to get a job, earn money, and then when you earn more money, then you can show, I've got this fancy pen. Someone give me some fancy pens today. As far as writing is concerned, you can get now 10 rupees for a half decent pen. I mean a cheap pen in India. 10 rupees. Well, that's quite a lot. We used to, you know, argue with the rickshaw wallahs over the paisa. Anyway, so 10 rupees. And this fancy pen, maybe at least $10. 50 times more. Does the same thing. It writes, but just for prestige. I shall have a prestigious pen.
Cross pen.
Cross, Parker, Schaefer.
Montblanc.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. $300. I find the Reynolds pen, they're quite good actually. they actually write better. I'm not doing an advertisement, but they actually write better, and I don't mind if someone steals it. They're less likely to do so. With a Parker pen, you know, you have to watch who's going to steal it. Did I leave it behind? It's just another source of anxiety. Fancy watch, you know. And you always have to be showing off your fancy watch. And it's just nonsense. It's just the same thing as the dog showing himself off to the bitch, that's all. And it's the same thing. It's just I'm better than you because I have more money than you. I have this Rolex watch. They used to sell imitation Rolexes for $10. Made in Taiwan. This is about 20 years ago. And no, you couldn't tell the difference. So, you know, if you put out, you have maybe $10, maybe $30. You can't tell the difference. It tells the time the same. And the real Rolex, I don't know, maybe that time is $500. I don't know. But so all this just for prestige, nonsense. The whole society, people are so much concerned with prestige. What is it? You all die the same. You all die. Whether you're big, very rich, whatever it is, you might get your obituary in the paper, that's all. But there's no extra happiness in this life. Everyone's sitting, living a bewildered life. There's no happiness, and we don't attain the supreme destination. We live as fools, we die as fools. There's no happiness. simply chintana parimayam cha palayanam upashita kama bhoganga param etavadi nischita. The demoniac simply full of anxiety, full of anxiety. So many times I give this kind of lecture, but it's important we should hear this, that Krishna consciousness means to see reality, and part of reality is seeing that this whole, anyway, the material world stinks, even if it's less demoniac than at the present time. The material world is not a fit place for a gentleman. What to speak of the modern age? But I'm saying we have to say these things, otherwise devotees, they become victimized by the modern society, and they think, well, it's, you know, it's very good and it's very nice and we should go along with it, and they tend to think of Krishna consciousness as just something that goes along with our modern way of life. It's like, you know, I have my wife, my children, my parents, my apartment, my TV, my cat, my dog, my business, I play sports, and I also have my religion. So it's just part of life. But Krishna consciousness is not a hobby. Krishna consciousness means to understand reality. And part of understanding reality means, as Bhagavatam states at the very beginning, distinguishing reality from illusion. So we can't live in illusion and be Krishna conscious. It's not possible. Because Krishna consciousness means reality. And the whole modern society is simply for increasing our illusion more and more and more. You go in these big apartment stores. Yesterday we went, what was that apartment store? Department Jumbo. Store, not Jumbo. Apartment store. Jumbo?
Jumbo.
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 Jumbo department store. Yeah, so you see the whole mood in there, everyone's just... anyway, they're in that mood, and when they go in, there's this music, and the whole atmosphere is such that they... I want to buy everything. It just increases their greed more and more and more. And they show they had buy this, and then, oh yeah, they're not really being happy. But it's just more disturbance to the mind to have all more and more gadgets. Just a disturbance to the mind. And then there's always something wrong with them. And then you want another one. And as soon as you buy that, you find out that there's a new one on the market which is better. And then you want to buy that. And then we're never satisfied. And they're always bringing... I heard these companies like Sony, they have the next 10 years of products already lined up. They just bring out one at a time, and more advanced so-called, and then you buy that, and then they bring out the new technology which trashes the old one. Just like we used to have videos, and now it's VCDs. And already they got the next 10 years all lined up. So when everyone's bought their VCD and players and this and DVD, and then they'll bring out something which is better, and that all becomes useless, and then you have to spend all your money on it. And it goes on like this. And we're never satisfied. We're always wanting more and more. Better to be detached from this modern civilization. Prabhupada literally wanted to detach. Not just mentally, but literally. Prabhupada was saying we should have our own farm communities. Get out of this demoniac civilization. But our devotees are so addicted that I should live like this, I should live in the city, I should earn money, I have to send my children to America, they all have to get degrees, and we're addicted to this. We really think this modern way of life is something great, and we should come to Dubai, and this is better than being in India, and if we can get to America, that's even better. And the more people judge how much money you're earning, then, oh, better person, better position. Now I'm doing better, I'm getting more money. Of course, if you're getting more money and use it in Krishna service, that's okay. But money is not the be-all and end-all of life, but rather it just entangles us in illusion more and more. So Prabhupada was recommending producing our own food and not even having money at all. There's no need for money. Because the land provides you food, clothing, shelter, everything can be produced by the land. That was Prabhupada's revolutionary plan. So I know most of you are not going to do that very soon. It may not even be feasible to do so. Most of you would think this is maybe some kind of crazy, you know, it's something that's stupid. Bhaktivikaswami, he always says all these ridiculous things, which, you know, he doesn't understand us, you know, he's just a Swami and we're Grihasthas, and he doesn't really understand. He's not in touch with reality, he's just reading these books. And but at least mentally we should detach ourselves and understand, I have nothing to do with this nonsense society in which everyone is just run. Prabhupada said the dog is running on four legs, you're running on four wheels. What is the difference? Consciousness is the same. The dog is running after sense gratification, and we're also running after sense gratification. There is no difference. We think we're very advanced, but it's the same thing. So we should at least mentally detach means our goal of life should not be to be more and more economically advanced, or to think that I have to send my children to the highest, best education so they can also become a mudha. And well, if they chant Hare Krishna, they can be a cross between a devotee and a mudha. There's no such thing. A devotee is never a mudha, and a mudha is never a devotee. So it's like all these ideas we're influenced, and then we should have a balanced outlook on life. Balanced, what does this balance mean? That we balance means we should be Krishna conscious. That is balanced. Everything else is imbalanced. Everything else is maya, it's nonsense actually. So yes, you're grihasthas and you have to live in this world and you have to get by, but don't be victimized. You have to read Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, if you don't read Prabhupada's books, in which he's again and again clearly stating what the situation is, then Krishna consciousness will just become our hobby, that's all. We won't understand. The necessity for Krishna consciousness, the necessity to surrender to Krishna, the necessity to get out of this material world and not think that this modern life is very advanced, it's so wonderful, it's so good, it's so great. We should understand that modern life is as far as the human race is concerned, it's just a complete disaster. Even physically, people are not healthy. You can't get, the food is poisoning you. It's all the food is full of, the air we breathe is poisoning us. So because it's all full of these fumes. So physically, it poisons. Even on so many different levels, this electricity, this is where we think electricity is very nice, but that's also it's adversely influencing our whole, it disturbs the whole physical system. What to speak of these cell phones, which are, that's really bad. There's so many bad things, but the fact that the cell phones are causing so much disturbance to people's health, no one cares, because it's a big business, it's money, and there's radio, what is it, some kind of radiation going off. All over the, everywhere, all over the world, they have these pylons now with, for the mobile phones, and everyone's getting filled up with radiation, which is poisonous. It's very, everyone's going to get cancer, but by the time you get it, well, it's going to be too late. What can we do? So we should at least understand, try to understand this whole modern civilization and its values are diametrically opposed to Krishna consciousness. Even this idea we should be tolerant, we should tolerate everything. Maybe we don't have much choice. We have to live in this demoniac civilization, but we should not subscribe to its values. That we can do, we can understand what is the actual value of life, what is the vastavik satya, what is the actual reality. If we regularly study Prabhupada's books, with the understanding of Arjuna, sarvamita dritam manye yang mang vadisi keshava, that whatever you say, Krishna, I accept as truth. Otherwise, what I'm seeing more nowadays is that devotees, people become devotees of some sort and they chant some kind of rounds and they get some kind of initiation. But they don't actually accept Krishna consciousness. And they don't accept what is the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita. They don't accept what is in Shastra. Just like someone was telling me the other day, something completely horrible and demoniac, that some woman who is initiated, she had an abortion for Krishna consciousness, for bhakti. Because, you know, if I have a child and then I can't concentrate on preaching, I'm pleasing my guru by preaching, and now, you know, she's married, now I got a hand abortion for bhakti. What a horrible, nasty, demoniac misunderstanding. And so many things like that just today someone was telling me one young lady was just married and someone was advising her that, your husband is earning 1 lakh a month living in India, which is, you know, pretty good income, probably living at a better standard than most people in Dubai. So she's saying, so then you just stay at home and look after them. And say, no, why? Why should I do that? I should have my own life. So they become Krishna conscious, but they don't accept the philosophy which is given in the Shastra. They want to take Krishna conscious, what I like, and then mix it up with all the modern ideas. Ardha kukoti nyai, half a chicken philosophy. Man had a chicken and he thought, well, the back end of the chicken is good, I get an egg every day, the front end isn't very good because I have to feed it, that costs me money. So cut it in half and just keep the back half. And then the ardha kukoti means no, and half a chicken means no chicken. So we may think, you know, I'll take Krishna consciousness what I like and I'll mix it up a bit with, you know, my own ideas. And why should we accept everything in the Shastra? They're just written by people anyway, and this is what they come to. They become demoniac. They'll say, well, you know, Prabhupada said this, but he didn't really understand, and this. They don't accept the position of the Acharya. So Prabhupada said that, but, you know, nowadays things have changed. That was, you know, 30 years ago, and now we have to have some more practical ideas. And in this way, they become demoniac. They don't accept the Acharya, they don't accept Shastra, and they subscribe to the atheistic and demoniac views, and they become, even though they're chanting Hare Krishna, they become bewildered, attracted by demoniac and atheistic views, as is stated here. And Prabhupada begins the purport by talking, just listen to this, there are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Absolute Truth. For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted. So if we don't, if we think I'll mix up Krishna consciousness with my own ideas, and we don't actually accept Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, this is describing us. So don't take Krishna consciousness as a hobby. It's the Absolute Truth. You take it or don't, just be a demon. But don't be a demon and pretend to be a devotee. That's worse. You're going to be a devotee? Be a devotee. Accept Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, everything stated. But then if you're going to be a so-called devotee and keep all the demoniac ideas, then better you be Hiranyakashipu. But don't be a pretender. Take it fully. Of course, in the beginning, people, then there's an interim stage when people are just coming. But at least if you're going to accept initiation, initiation means diksha kale bhakta kare atta samarpan, surrender. Give up our own nonsense ideas, or give up other people's nonsense ideas. Take what Krishna says. Otherwise, you know, somehow or other people get initiated, and even they may do their test and this and that, but we have to see, do you actually accept? Are you ready to accept what is in Shastra? You ready to accept what Guru says? Guru himself should speak from Shastra also, otherwise not a Guru. So we should, this is a very heavy statement. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Absolute Truth. Think about it. And don't put your hands on your mouth. And not. Yes, pratyaksha is defective, even though you're sitting right in front of me. Pratyaksha, you know what that means? Direct perception. So even though you're sitting right in front of me, and I thought I saw your hand on your mouth, I was wrong. So pratyaksha is not accepted as the best form of evidence. Of course, there's no, shabda praman is accepted as the best, but there's no shabda praman that at this moment you didn't have your hand on your mouth. Pratyaksha is also acceptable for certain things. All right, Hare Krishna. Any question about this? You can quote this. Bhakti Vikas Swami is preaching in Bhagavad Gita class, be a demon. I said that, right? Better you be a demon. You can quote, but don't quote it out of context.
But a lot of time is time, place, circumstance.
Time, place, circumstance. That's a wonderful excuse for avoiding Krishna consciousness. That's the most popular one. That's the most popular one. Time, place, and circumstance. Yes, everything that's stated in Shastra, we'll throw it out because time, place, and circumstance.
It's the most confusing.
It's not very confusing. It's only confusing if we want to avoid Krishna. Adjustments may be made according to time, place, and circumstance. Adjustment means something temporary, not permanently. And that should be done under the direction of those who are competent to direct us if we don't have enough sense to understand. To be Krishna conscious means to lead a different life. If we're thinking I'll eat karmi food, I'll watch TV, and I'll also be Krishna conscious, there's no Krishna consciousness. There may be some time, place, and circumstance we may have to eat some karmi food. It shouldn't be a daily activity, or even a weekly, or even a monthly activity. It may be very rare. There may be some circumstance. Generally, I can't think of why any of you should, because yeah, you can always eat some fruit or cook something if you don't have your wife's here or some other arrangement. It means to take a little trouble. Sometimes you may go hungry also. You may skip one meal. But if we live by principles, we want Krishna. So we're not going to get Krishna if we compromise. So much compromise goes on in the name of time, place, and circumstance. It's a matter of, why I'm saying it's not difficult to understand, it's a matter of sincerity. If we're sincere, then we will stick to the principles. If we're not, then in the name of time, place, and circumstance, we'll do all kinds of nonsense.
One more thing in the, it's called devotees who come, there's Yukta Vairagya.
Yukta Vairagya, that's another excuse. But Yukta Vairagya, what's the verse that describes Yukta Vairagya? Yukta Vairagya doesn't mean I do whatever I like. Whatever I want to do, I dovetail. What I want to do, I shall do it and call it bhakti. I shall do it. I'm watching this movie because, you know, I want to understand what the kamis are thinking, then I can preach them better. Have you heard that line before? You heard that one? Well, I'm sorry I told you that. Don't use it. Someone's alarm is
alarm.
No, but what's... Wait a minute. We're still on this Yukta Vairagya. What's the verse? Can anyone say the verse in which Yukta Vairagya is described? Any one of you? Yeah, it's a very important verse. No one can say? Anasaktasya. Go on, anyone can say? Anasaktasya vishayam yataham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktang vairagya mucchate. Anasaktasya, not being attached, vishayan, to sense gratification. If one is not being attached to sense gratification, seeing everything in relationship with Krishna, one can live in this world, utilizing this world for Krishna's service. When one is not attached, this idea, doctor, I will do what I like and offer it to Krishna, at the best, that can be called karma yoga. But it's not yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya means we're not attached. But we live. Just like I may travel in a car. Now mostly people are going in cars for sense gratification, but I'm going from place to place to preach Krishna consciousness. I may even arrange some good car so that when we get out at the other end we're maybe in better shape than, you know, we go on a 7-hour journey. And if there's a decent car, then you'll be in better shape to preach. Whereas if you're traveling a lot, then you may travel in a higher class or something. People say, well, he's just enjoying his senses. But then, if you have to maintain your physical health, it may be better to go in a higher class so that you can preach. But your motive is not to enjoy the higher class in the train or plane or whatever. Your motive is not for sense gratification, but the motive is to serve Krishna. The dovetailing, that could be there, that, well, I like to eat this, therefore I offer it to Krishna. But that can be called karma, at best that can be called karma yoga. It's not shuddha bhakti. It's a long way from shuddha bhakti. And it's actually offensive to misquote and misstate that this is yukta vairagya. It's a twisting of Rupa Goswami's instructions. The cheapening of them. Anything else?
Maharaj, however I try to forget about the latest technologies and cell phones, every day I come across my friends who keep updating themselves and all these things, Maharaj. How much ever I try, make an attempt at chat.
Then have different friends. No need to keep such friends. What's the use of such a friend? Friend means who helps us to advance in Krishna consciousness. What's the use of such a friend? That's what Krishna consciousness means, that we come out of this whole material life. We may lose all our friends. Once one person wrote to me and said, well, how can I serve you? I said, well, what are you going to do to serve me? Distribute Prabhupada's books. So he started doing that in his hometown, and he said, well, I'm losing all my friends because, you know, they don't have anything to do with me. I said, don't worry, you'll get new friends and better friends. And he did. People became devotees. So if we stick to our principles, then like attracts like. Then if we stick to our principles, then the people who are interested in Krishna consciousness will come to that. If we don't, then we become part of that nonsense group. Then we have to discuss it, you know, this new walkman, this, that, the other, and we become entangled in nonsense. Krishna consciousness means we have to take a different position. I'm not part of your hellish society. I don't subscribe to its values. Devotees all over the world are going through this everywhere, that people scorn them, this, that. It's the price maybe to get Krishna, but after some time they may respect also. Maybe, maybe not. But our duty is to deal with the material world only as much as is required.
This degradation that's happening, I mean, obviously that must also be with Krishna's permission, isn't it? It doesn't happen without
the degradation is with Krishna's permission. With his permission, but he doesn't like it. He allows it. Because we want to be rascals, he gives us, because we are insistent on being rascals, he gives us information, don't do like this. But if we insist, then he gives us. So you don't blame Krishna, that Krishna is a rascal, you are the rascal.
That's true, but the thing is,
yes, this is the one. It is true. Krishna is not the rascal. We are the rascals. Don't blame it on Krishna.
It's something like this, that frequently this is the question that's posed, that without God's consent it doesn't happen. So why do you have
God's consent? Because we are insistent on being rascals. So he's giving us, Kali Yuga is the time when all the rascals have all bond together and they all give all trouble to each other. But it's Krishna he doesn't want. He's not, Krishna says, Sarva Dhamman Paritya Jamame Kam Sharanam Raja. This is what Krishna says. But if we insist, then we shall become rascal. He'll allow, but he doesn't like. He doesn't control us. He doesn't make us like a robot.
Normally, if we go for yatra in India, Mayapur, Vrindavan, money is required.
Mm-hmm.
And to earn that money, if somebody comes.
Mm-hmm. I came to Dubai to earn money so that I could go to Vrindavan. Why don't you just go to Vrindavan?
Right?
You can just go to Vrindavan. You don't have to earn. You don't have to come from India to Dubai to earn money to go to Vrindavan. You can just go there.
Maharaj, from Bombay to Vrindavan with family, going back and coming back, it is not that affordable for.
Yeah. It. All right. So if you like, you can work. That's your holiday. But actually, you can be Krishna conscious anywhere. It's not 100% required going to Vrindavan. Actually, I recommend even better. Mostly, I see devotees from Dubai, Sharjah, they're leading a very passionate kind of very busy life, and then they go on their vacation, they also go do that like that, they go to Vrindavan and they do Govardhan Parikrama in the morning, then Vrindavan Parikrama in the afternoon, see seven temples, take their movie shots, take their so many, and then they're running around and around. Maybe better you just sit in one place and study Prabhupada's books. You'll make more advancement, actually. Just seeing all these places, so how much value will be there? What do we understand? If you study Prabhupada's books, you'll actually get more benefit. And then maybe you go for one or two. The main thing, the most important thing to do in the holy places is to hear and chant and associate with devotees. But mostly people, it's a bit like a passionate kind of transcendental tourism where you're trying to see as much as possible and film as much as possible and say, I've been there. You can read and chant, it doesn't cost so much. I know you have to have some money and earn money and this and that. That's also that. But it's a matter of consciousness. Understanding what is our focus, what is our goal of life. Vrindavan Yatra people used to do by walking. Still they're doing sometimes. You see people, they walk they'll walk hundreds of kilometers. The village people, they're doing. They don't have so many means. So yes, if you have money, you can spend it for Krishna. But don't think that earning money is the goal of life. You can be Krishna conscious without money also. Money doesn't give us Krishna. With money, yeah, you can go to Vrindavan. No, you can't. Money can't, a ticket won't get us to Vrindavan. Actual going to Vrindavan is Bishoy Charya Kavi Shuddha Habe Man Tabe Hame Haravam Sri Vrindavan, giving up sense gratification. Then we can enter Vrindavan. Otherwise you'll find in Vrindavan there are so many, you know, thieves, murderers, and so many bad drunkards, and these land dealers, and cheaters, and so many dacoits, and prostitution and drugs and so many things. Are such people living in Vrindavan? What do you think? They're born in a high-class Brijbasi Brahmin family. They have no. What is their relationship with Vrindavan? You can be in Vrindavan. It's not required to go to Vrindavan to be in Vrindavan. And even if we go to Vrindavan, we don't actually enter Vrindavan. And it's a matter of consciousness. That Vrindavan that can inspire us and help us, and certainly it is the Lord's abode. But we can't understand Vrindavan unless we have the proper consciousness to do so.